Welcome to Top 5 Turkey Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Welcome, Kevin.
Are you here, turkey? Get him right as he's taking a drink.
I didn't even need to write a list. I think I have everything in my brain. There's no way I need to. Because I love everything about the fucking sides. So I'm good. Let's start it off with Kev.
My number five, the first thing to start with is I'm going to be a very carb heavy boy here. And I'm going to start with cornbread, specifically jalapeno cornbread. De-fucking-lish. I love it. And it's such a good accent to everything that's going on because there's gravy. You know, like I said, Thanksgiving is just a whole bunch of everything for the most part. And get some cornbread in there, man. It really helps soak up them juices.
No, that is that side expands too much. I need the room for all the other stuff.
Oh, man, but it's so good. It's so hard to turn away from me, especially when people come through. Hey, cornbread's good. But like I said, when they come through with that jalapeno cornbread, man, that's where it's at. It's got like a little kick to it. Got some little like chunks in it. Good.
I've never had cornbread on a Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta remember, this kid also fucking eats like ham. So,
that's right.
You know, we gotta take some of his sides with a grain of salt.
You're right.
Sodium Thanksgivings.
I think last year he was like, yeah, we're having enchiladas on Thanksgiving.
Tamales. Come on. That was 2 years ago. I wish it was last year. I miss tamales.
My parents do the turkey tamales, but it's just like a dish. You know, it's not like instead of turkey, it's just another thing to have.
But there's turkey there.
Huh?
But there is turkey.
Yeah.
They get those
Hatch chili peppers or whatever, like back in like August or whatever the fuck they're in season. They freeze them. Or they smoke them or whatever the fuck you do with peppers like that. Mm-hmm. And then they freeze them, and then they'll make tamales with that and turkey.
Well, at least there's turkey. There's no turkey in sight.
There's turkey. In a loaf.
In a loaf. In a loaf.
Part of turkey.
What the fuck?
You talking about that turkey loaf?
Fuck out of here, Kev.
I'm telling turkey you, it's chilling on ice right now in our freezer in the garage.
Fucking turkey just loaf.
Coming to ripeness.
Doug, what's your number five?
My number five is one that some people don't like. I don't understand. It's cranberry sauce. We need some of that. And I'll take cranberry sauce in any form. It could be like with fresh cranberries. It could be that shit that comes out of a fucking can. I don't give a fuck. But this is like the only time. I mean, we'll do the canned cranberry sauce throughout the year because the kids like it because they're kids. But like, this is like the one meal where it's like necessary.
Uh-huh.
like you have to have it now.
I've never had that though, which is strange. I've never had cranberry sauce, or it looks very interesting, but I've never had it.
Man.
Yeah.
Even like just the combination of turkey and cranberry really work well together,
mm-hmm.
especially given like a lot of turkey to me is dry.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that cranberry really fucking accents it, man.
Very good. My dad makes the jalapeno cranberry sauce. It's delicious.
I would try that. That sounds delicious. Man. Oof.
My number five is going to be the stuffing. It's a necessity. Like it's really good and everybody makes it differently. So you got your own range of what it should taste like. My mom obviously was the best, and everyone else just hasn't been able to compare, but I still have a side of it on my dish at Thanksgiving. It seems like very much a tradition, so that's my number five, stuffing. Kev, yeah. What's your number four?
My number four is cheddar scalloped potatoes. Like, usually, like, people bring some kind of potato dish, and it usually has something to do with cheddar. And so that was the one I could think of the most. Like, it would just be kind of like the more generalized dish, or like a mac and cheese dish. Like, we went to a Friendsgiving over the weekend, and they had like a mac and cheese kind of like dish with potatoes in there too. So, but the most,
potatoes, I guess, in the mac and cheese.
No, I'm sorry. Not in the mac. Sorry,
I was like, that's wild.
They and so sorry. The same people made like gotcha. The mac and cheese and scalloped potatoes, cheddar scalloped potatoes. But yeah, like, somebody always comes in with like a sheet of like the scalloped potatoes. It's so good. I love it. Like I said, I just carb load when it comes to like Thanksgiving.
All right.
Jeremy, yeah. What about you, Ben?
He didn't even hear. He didn't take his headphones.
No, he walked the fuck away.
He heard you say
scalloped potatoes and was like, "God damn it, that's another thing you eat with ham."
I was going to play along and be like, oh, scallop potato, or like, or just whatever you said, like, yeah, that's delicious. I love that too. But come back to hear fucking scallop potatoes, the fucking side, the fucking potato that you eat at any other fucking night of the week on a goddamn Thanksgiving fucking dinner. Fuck off.
Fucking Thanksgiving creeper over here.
Sound like fucking.
You shall not pass.
Starting to sound like Shorzy over there, bud. Oh man,
you'd be so angry about Thanksgiving
every year.
I know he really is the gatekeeper of Thanksgiving food. You know,
can't eat this.
Katie and I were talking because she's not a huge fan of like the Thanksgiving meal. And so like last year we didn't do Thanksgiving with like family and stuff because of like COVID and blah, blah, blah. And so we did something here at home. Like we did like chicken, but we did mashed potatoes. We did like a lot of the stuff, just not turkey. Cause I'm not fucking around with the turkey. And she was like, this is so much better. Cause it was stuff, food that we normally eat anyways, but like, I don't know, you know, not Thanksgiving. I don't know. She was like, I think Thanksgiving's going to die with this generation. There's like, people don't care as much about these foods anymore. And I was like, oh no, man. Like, I don't know if I agree with that. Cause we got motherfuckers out there like Jeremy who won't like,
you have to preserve.
Who will die on this hill. But like,
you got to preserve the greatness that is Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I was like, now our kids' generation, like, yeah, they may not give a shit. I don't know. But like, cause yeah, I think we're going to be going to my parents' house. Like, until my dad will make this meal until he dies, you know, like this will be something my dad will do until like he physically can't anymore, and I'm not doing it. So like, yeah, maybe, but like the other thing, like that's, we still got like 20-30 years out of this guy before mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, my son could give a shit, which is strange. Yeah. Like at least right now he could give a shit. He's a teenager though, so he doesn't give a shit about anything.
Yeah.
So but
he,
like,
he cares about like maybe three things.
Yeah. His fucking shoe collection,
mm-hmm.
the girl that he's starting to talk to, mm-hmm. and himself.
Yep.
So, fucking. Anyways.
So my number four is stuffing also. And again, like cranberry sauce, this is one of those things where it's like, it is a Thanksgiving thing. I don't know if I eat stuffing any other time of the year. No, like, I cannot think of one other meal I have stuffing or dressing with, right? This is the one meal. So yep. It's a staple.
Agreed. Agreed. Wait.
That's you, Jer.
It's your turn. Yours.
Oh, okay. Four. My number five was stuffing. I was like, wait, my number four? I went? My number four is going to be mashed potatoes. It is just a starch that needs to be on the plate, and it needs to be there for a reason because it complements the turkey. It allows you to dip your roll into it. I know earlier I said that that cornbread would expand, and I know that it's a bread. I know, and I said a roll, but I was just messing with them. But Rolls are necessity. Come on, guys. You dip your roll into it and eat it as well, and it's just fantastic, and it's a must. That's my number four.
Kev. My number three is something you just mentioned. That's bread rolls, man. Bread rolls are a necessity. And once again, get all that liquids up, especially when you're eating like mashed potatoes and gravy and stuff like that. You just kind of like dip into it. We usually get those like those little rolls or even Hawaiian rolls every once in a while too. Just go fucking wild and just throw some butter on top of them before you throw them in the oven just to get them extra buttery. Oof. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I shouldn't have that, but it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's once a year, Kev. It's on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And Easter.
Easter.
And because he's eating ham, right? So and oh, Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, who knows
what this motherfucker. July.
Who knows what this motherfucker's eating on fucking those dates. On Easter, he's like, yeah, I love to throw a fucking turkey in the oven and really live it up, you know?
Like, oh, it's Easter. I really love a salmon.
It's Arbor.
Kev, we're just busting your balls. We love you. Don't be offended. I see it in your face.
I love my ham. Don't hate on my ham.
Hey, man, ham over turkey every day.
It's funny because I was trying to see if I could trigger you guys with my Discord name. I changed it to only
hams.
Is that what that's about? I thought it was related. I saw that.
It did not. It did not even fucking click. But that's what it was for. That's fucking hilarious.
Fucking Kev. So he brought this on himself. Kev's like, for Thanksgiving, I love to go to Boston Market and grab their Thanksgiving dinner.
I like to grab their meatloaf.
Oh, God.
No, I'm good.
It's not a Thanksgiving without meatloaf.
No, Boston Market makes a really good turkey loaf. That's what I'm feeling fancy.
It's a trick question. Nobody makes a good turkey loaf. You just eat it. It's just there. It's one of those things you just kind of endure.
And yet you have a stockpile in your freezer.
It's tradition.
Tastes like home.
Tastes like home.
He's got the entire, he bought one of those giant fucking freezers from fucking Costco. And he's filled it with nothing but turkey loaves because he's afraid that one day they're going to stop making them. So he has to make sure that he's got enough to last him a lifetime.
Oh, much like Jeremy is keeping Necco wafers in business. Kevin is keeping Hormel's like turkey loaf business.
No, they're not prestige. Hormel is too prestigious to make a turkey loaf.
No, they're not.
Let's see who makes the turkey loaf. I think it's called like it's something really. It's like a weird brand. Let's see, turkey loaf. Who makes the turkey loaf? It is a company named Honeysuckle. Honeysuckle White.
That is not a trusted company. I thought it was Festive.
Oh, Festive. That's what it was. Okay, who's Honeysuckle? Okay. Oh, that's a fucking tenderloin. Yeah, Festive. There you go. It's Festive.
How much does this thing cost? $12.99?
I don't know. You can usually barter for it. It comes with rations.
Hey, I'm looking at it right now. Hormel turkey meatloaf.
Oh, okay.
God, no. Stop it.
Turducken.
Anyways, who are we on to?
Oh,
we're on Doug.
Doug?
That's me.
What's your number
four? My number three is green beans.
Oh,
gotta put a vegetable on there somewhere.
I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah,
I like green beans. Green beans are a vegetable. I actually like vegetables. I'm not some weirdo like man child like Jeremy, who only eats sweet pickles.
I love green beans. Okay, I eat plenty of vegetables, just not daily.
Yeah. I love vegetables. I eat so many potatoes.
And potatoes. I can tell you something right now.
Necco French fries, hash browns.
My Necco wafers provide the substance that I need.
No, they don't.
They've got all the vitamins.
No.
Right.
Well, they may taste like those Flintstones vitamin like things. I promise you, you're not getting the vitamins from those.
I beg to differ. You've never had one.
A Necco wafer?
Tell me the last time you've had one.
The last time, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's been like 20 years because I ate one and I said, like, what era is this from?
Right.
But and, guess and what? Should I have opened this pack, would this have been valuable?
But here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
You felt fucking amazing afterwards because it was filled with nutrients and vitamins.
Not true.
And all the great things that you need.
I said, why is there so much dust in my mouth?
Much like Kevin when he eats his fucking turkey.
No. That's if they're out of style. Like that's if they're like, you know, just out. You got when you get the gravy, the gravy's good. Less dusty than you'd imagine.
All right. My number three is going to be deviled eggs. There is nothing quite like a deviled egg, like, because they're always ready for you before the meal. It's like an appetizer, but then they're also on the table for the meal. So you're walking by the kitchen, you're smelling the great food, and then the deviled eggs are just sitting there, and you grab one, and you're like, oh, this is going to be a fucking dope-ass Thanksgiving. And then you get to the table, and they're there again, and you're just like, oh, double up, fucking yes. And you put a couple of those bad boys on your plate, and it's just, perfect blend. Ashley has perfected the deviled egg. Wherever we go, pre-pandemic, whenever we'd have a get-together and we'd have to bring a dish, everyone would ask her to bring her deviled eggs. She has, chef's kiss.
Nice.
That's my number three. Kev, what's your number two?
My number two is mashed potatoes and gravy. Once again, just carb up, man. And the gravy goes with everything on the plate. So you need gravy. I usually go with turkey gravy because that's what usually you're dealing with at that point.
How do you get turkey gravy without a fucking turkey?
I do this thing. I take the turkey loaf and I kind of like stretch it like a wet paper towel. Kind of like just wring it out. Into a pot.
I hate this top five.
I was like very excited for it. Now I fucking
no. Hate. You just fucking go to the store and buy the fucking dust packet and just add water. I keep it simple. What is that? Not how you're supposed to get gravy. That's how I've gotten gravy my whole life. Sorry, I keep it simple. I guess. What am I doing wrong here? How do I make homemade turkey gravy? There you go. Jer's about that. I might be the death of Jer.
I don't say prayers often, but Lord, please grant me the strength to make it through the rest of this top five. Calm my spirit, oh Lord. Amen. It's fine. I'm not even going to touch it. You know what, Kev? I support you in your decision. You enjoy your packet of sauce. You do that.
So what you do, Kev, is you strain your pan drippings and you combine it with some butter, flour, and herbs, and then you season it with salt and pepper, and that's how you do it. That's how your mama did it.
My Gordon Ramsay?
That's how people have been doing it for thousands of years. Wow. Like, why am I gonna let that go to waste? Let me put some butter and flour in there. Holy shit.
That is literally it takes like fucking 3 minutes. It's the easiest shit to do.
Doesn't sound like it.
Kev's like, I got a packet that says otherwise.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I got a packet that literally says throw in pot, add water.
You literally
I think it's pretty goddamn like, easy.
You have no idea the taste that you're missing out on by oh my god. Okay, all right.
I mean, I'm throwing in a fucking mashed potatoes and turkey loaf. It's not like I'm having a fucking filet mignon. What I'm saying is,
It'd be pretty easy to do also, Kev.
Yeah. I mean, it literally takes like five minutes on each side. I mean,
Are
we serious? We're talking about that? We can do that?
Yeah.
Teach me how to cook, Dad.
You don't even need a fucking grill. I mean, you sear it on the stove and then you can throw it in the fucking oven and done.
Yep.
I've got a grill though. I like to grill.
Well, you can grill it too, man.
Uh-huh. I mean, yeah.
So Jesus. All right. So my number two are dinner rolls. The rolls, man. Because again, yeah, you gotta sop up all that gravy not made from a packet.
Or gravy made from a packet. Be inclusive here.
Okay. Or I guess that too.
Talk and, about dust in your mouth.
There you go. And my top two literally could just be like if I went somewhere and they had a turkey loaf or whatever, like these two things of my top two, like I could survive on these two. Like I fuck everything else. Like that rolls, dinner rolls. Fuck yes, please.
Yeah, I love me some dinner rolls. My number two is going to be candied yams. They are absolutely fantastic. I know in Texas, it's more like everyone does a casserole. But up north is, Kev, maybe, never mind.
We use candy yams. Yam town, man.
I just didn't know if, like, you did that, but.
You should, fry them or something like that, or have, like, they like, kind of sear the edges or stuff, like, kind of around them. Like,
yeah, and then it's, like, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, I wish that before my mom died, I wish I got her recipe for candied yams, because those shits were, you know, they're actual, like, big, thick boy yams, and somehow she got them pretty perfectly, and they're soft, and then you have the what's it called on top? The marshmallows. You got the marshmallows on top, and like there's like a almost like a candied sauce or some shit that it was all. Oh my god, they're so fucking good. Mm-hmm. The casseroles are just fine. I still love that too. I'll take it all day. But there's something about the yams, that the actual candied yams, that are just so fucking good. So that's my number two.
I wonder what our like international listeners think when we're talking about this stuff. Like, what they're probably like, the fuck, you put marshmallows on something? Like, it's not a dessert? What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
You know,
we're Americans.
Hold on. To be fair, after watching so much Rhett and Link where they do where it's from,
that's dartboard, true.
There's a lot of weird fucking sweet shit that's on people's menus worldwide.
That's fair. That is fair.
So, all right. We've reached the pinnacle, the top of the top tier. Can't fucking wait to hear this one from Kev.
Oh, I didn't have a number one. Stuffing, man. Fucking stuffing. Stuff me hard. Anytime I see stuffing, but the majority of my plate is going to be stuffing. I just want it all up in me. Stuff it in me like a turkey. Like a turkey loaf. Stuff me hard.
Does daddy. Your turk?
I want some stuffing.
Stuff me hard, daddy.
Give me the stuffing.
Kev,
need a preview into Kevin's week off work. Yeah.
Kev, let me ask you something. And, this may sound silly, but does your turkey frozen loaf come with stuffing inside of it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Have you ever had turkey stuffing from a turkey?
Yes, obviously.
How is that obvious?
I told you that the parties that I went to when I was, my family, like my cousins and everything, like the cousins we would go to when I was a kid, they would have turkey and they would have ham.
Okay,
they
so
had them both. And they would have the stuffing from inside the turkey. That's where the stuffing
would come. So you actually have sane people in your family.
I told you that from the get-go. I prefer ham. The turkey's always there. They always make turkey. But I prefer the ham because of the fact when I grew up, the ham had more. Like I said, turkey's dry as fuck. At least the way they cooked it. Maybe that's just life. but turkey's dry as fuck.
Oh, turkey is one of those things where if you fuck it up, you fuck it up.
Yeah,
like, it's an easy one to dry out.
Turkey. And also, everyone knows turkey will put your ass to sleep. So it's like, I can't have a turkey sandwich and then like go about the rest of my day. That's itis right there, man. That gives you that itis. So like you take ham, you could run a 4K or you could run a 4K. You could run a 5K.
Not a 5K, but 4K though. Yeah, totally doable.
Yeah.
Kev, you take naps great. Anyways. You take naps all the time.
Well, yeah, that's besides the point.
I'm literally gonna lose but my fucking Thanksgiving, mind.
Like, I gotta have some energy to go to, you know, to go to the party and stay active and conversate.
I gotta make sure I have enough energy to go Black Friday shopping.
No, fuck no, dude. Well,
that's what it was. It was like, I can't oversleep on my shift, or otherwise GameStop will be mad at me for oversleeping.
Uh-huh. Not again, man. They're gonna ream my paycheck. But no, seriously, stuff me, Daddy. I want stuffing right now.
Doug.
My number one is mashed potatoes. Like mashed potatoes and dinner rolls, and that's all I need. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Fair enough. Yep. Fair yep. enough. My number one is gravy. Because it ties everything together. It is what makes Thanksgiving Thanksgiving, because of the fact that you can have turkey any time of the year, which I do. I love a turkey sandwich. Sometimes we actually did a Thanksgiving dinner a couple months back just because we were craving it. And you can have turkey any time. It's everywhere. It's available. But for some reason, that gravy, you lather it on, you make it fresh from the drippings, and then you have leftover to then make an open face sandwich where you put bread down, you put some, what I've come to do now is we actually have Hawaiian rolls for Thanksgiving. So I put that as the base, and then you put your mashed potatoes on top of that, and then you put your turkey on top of that. And then your gravy, oh, yes, yes, please, stuff me, Daddy. gravy is great on all things, and it's needed to tie together the entire Thanksgiving Day plate. So that is my number one.
Yeah. You know what? We need to stop doing these fucking top five foods so early in the morning. Homeboy's hungry.
Yeah, for real. Also,
turkey left.
I'd like to, if you've made it this far, I'd like to put a disclaimer. This should have been at the beginning of the episode. If you're new to the show, or if you're listening and you're like, poor Kevin, first of all, no. Second of all,
no pity will be shown.
Second of all, it's all out of love. This happens every year. I don't know why we do a Thanksgiving top five. I don't know why we talk Thanksgiving, because Kevin knows.
It just makes you so, it
triggers you so hard.
Jer's blood just boils so much.
Your beautiful heart. I don't understand how you keep putting yourself through this.
You know,
like, you think every year I'm going to change. Like, one year I'm going to be like,
yeah, I know, right? Like,
I love that turkey, man.
Like you send us messages all week about like, dude, my fucking heart's stopping. Up, oh, there goes my pacemaker. And then you allow yourself to get into these situations where you're just stressing it out.
I should have known when Kevin was like, top five Thanksgiving sides, because it's not that, like, don't feel bad for Kevin, because at this point he's fucking trolling us.
This is stuff I genuinely like, and then you guys give me shit for. It's not like I'm like, he's like, oh yeah, I love this turkey loaf, and then never have.
Literally,
no, we legit have turkey loaf in the freezer.
He literally said, "I changed my name on Discord to Only Hams to troll you guys."
Well, yeah, that. But when it comes to top five foods, I ain't fucking around.
So,
hey, man, you got to keep it real.
It's all love. Everyone loves each other. We're not really giving him. I mean, we are, but we're not.
This is how millennials bond.
I get so upset. I'm very inclusive on whatever anyone wants to do on Thanksgiving, except for Kev.
Christmas and Thanksgiving are his like times to gatekeep me. The fucking
holidays, Kevin just fucks them up, okay?
No. He just has like a what is the advent calendar of days to fuck with me until like the holiday. He's got like a whole thing. He's like, let me open what's this treat today? What's this troll treat?
Anyways, that's our top five. I love you, Kevin.
I love you, Jeremy.
And until next year, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.